Medical aid company ProfMed, now starting a service, it says, will connect unemployed doctors with jobs. You know how often we hear about doctors who are unemployed. I must just say, though, this is sometimes because of government. It's not able to manage its money and therefore its posts properly. Craig Comrie is the CEO of ProfMed, joins us now. Craig, good evening. How does this service work?
Evening, Stephen. Yeah, the idea came exactly from the crisis we've seen in those unemployed doctors leaving community service every year. Last year, the number was 800. This year, it looks like it more than doubled to 1,800. And so we don't think that's going to change very quickly. And at ProfMed, we started the medical scheme more than 60 years ago with a group of doctors that got together and said, how do we look after the health of us and our families? And so we actually have about 18,000 doctors in our membership currently. And so with that grouping, we said, well, how do we put that established, experienced doctor in connection with these young up-and-coming doctors in a platform that will allow them to get some experience, do some locums where needed, and inevitably in the long run, perhaps even with the retiring doctors, there's an easier handover of practices or so forth. So we put together this platform called Finder, so F-I-N-D-R, just to ensure that the two can engage with each other and provide certainly for the unemployed young doctors, a way for them to earn income almost immediately as they leave community service.
I mean, it seems there's some kind of mismatch in our system. We have a crying need for more doctors, we know that. And yet doctors are unemployed, as I say, part of this is government. Will this fix the mismatch? It's such a strange problem to have.
It is a strange problem. If you look at the World Health Organization stats, they suggest that for every 1,000 population, you need 2.5 doctors. We're currently sitting at 0.3. So we're so well behind any international best practice in terms of the number of doctors available. Effectively, it means that we need 100,000 more doctors than we currently have. We have somewhere between 45 and 50,000. And so we produce around 2,500 doctors a year. But you can understand that many of the doctors in practice are retiring and also leaving practice as well. And there is a group that are immigrating too. So we need to be producing far more doctors, but it's no use doing that. And there's no funding to actually keep them present either in the public system or even in the private sector.
Craig, I'm sorry to ambush you, but you're also chair of the Health Funders Association. You represent some medical aid schemes, and I'm sure you've seen these reports that some sort of deal has been reached between the ANC and the DA that would see the NHI being implemented, but with medical aids staying, they'll still be operating. I mean, I realize this is kind of early days in the NHI, but is this kind of thing feasible?
Yeah, we're stuck into actually putting together our constitutional court challenge, but we are aware of the current politics, and it's unclear from Sona last night to the Minister of Health's comments after Sona. It's unclear in terms of what exactly the position is. One thing I can say is the minister pointed out that the NHI Act, as it's written now, reduces the impact of medical schemes in the future. And that would be if you have all the funding in the world. So medical schemes will probably cover what is called complementary benefits, which is probably dental, optical, and a few other benefits included. But the rest would fall under NHI. The big question is always how practical is it and how much funding you have. And so like most of the root causes, we need the economy to grow. And effectively, we need more money in the revenue before things like that can even happen. But we do look at some of the discussions from the DA, and we're looking forward to maybe additional engagements through the Ministry Advisory Council that they're talking of, and perhaps we can find the right solution. Certainly, the NHI Act in its current form is unconstitutional in my mind, and certainly unreasonable if you think of how much funding we have available.
Craig, thank you very much indeed. Craig Comrie, the CEO at ProfMed, and also, for the last part of that conversation, chair of the Health Funders Association.